This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, not necessarily that order. This is Walter Yerkew. I am here with Mr. Mike Reitbrandt, and we will be doing the show without Scoop. He's got some kind of bear activities going on this weekend. Take that for what it's worth, and I'll repeat that. He's got some kind of bear activities going on. Maybe I'll explain it later. How we doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. Well, thanks for having me again. I'm happy to be here. I think maybe the bear saw Pete and has bedazzled Manthong and fell in love. That might be what's going on.
Yeah. I don't know. He sent me a message, and he put a picture up on the website about his bear activities. So we will discuss that, you know, a little bit later on. We'll have some fun with his bear activities. In the wings is Charlie LaDuff, I believe. We haven't had him on in a while. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. How you doing, Walt?
I'm doing pretty good there, my friend. I'm doing pretty good. Have you been on with my co-host Mike Reitbrandt lately, or if ever?
Yeah, we get along real nice. But I was just calling to check your pulse. Are you good?
Okay. Last time I looked, yeah.
Good, brother. Good.
Yeah,
Charlie, it's good to hear you back on again, man.
What's that?
I said, it's great to hear you back on again.
Yeah, it's nice to be on. It's a good show. It's interesting people. So let's get into it. Come on, Walt. Wind us up.
Okay. Well, I'm going to wind you guys up with this. We have had a busy week in the political realm. Not that I'm in the political realm. I just follow it and watch it and opinionize on it. We had a dropout. You know, you've heard of high school dropouts and college dropouts and the bottom dropping out. And, well, we've had a presidential dropout. Mr. Biden, Creepy Joe himself, has stepped out of the presidential race for the 2024 election. Now, you know, he should have stepped out of the race, you know, back in 2020, you know, before that election. But that's besides the point. That goes without saying. And he's just gotten worse as far as his mental capabilities. You know, he stutters and stammers, you know, more than Mel Tillis did when he wasn't singing. Now, he has a history of running his mouth about things that, let's say were delicate in the 70s and the 80s, you know, about it. He doesn't want his kids growing up in the jungle or jungle type school. They didn't want him going to school with jungles. He used the N-word quite a bit on the Senate floor. Yet he got elected president. Okay, fine. All right. He was our president for 3.5 years, pretty much entitled only, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, well, it's yesterday's newspapers. This is this week.
Yeah.
This week. Now what? Mike?
Charlie, behave yourself.
We got Kamala now.
Now, well, I'm getting to that. So he's dropped out of the presidential race. We all know why. His own teammates don't want him. Can't win. Absolutely cannot win. Was a flunk. He flunked out on the presidential debate. And just in bad shape overall. Now, he wasn't going to drop out, but he did. And now we have Kamala Chameleon. She is the prospective nominee. Now, mind you, you know, there's been no primary. She hasn't won anything. She hasn't beaten anybody. And that's what I would like to talk about. I'm not going to browbeat Kamala. We all know about her hackling and, you know, what tomorrow brings is to yesterday's today and all that crap. What I'd like to bring up is the vote. Now, how do the Democrats feel about not getting a chance to pick their candidate out of a debate? How do you feel about that, Mike?
Well, I think it's wrong. Like, here's Kamala, right? She ran the presidential primary when Biden ran for 2020. She garners less than 1% of the vote. You know, there were people who were far, far ahead of her in that regard. And now, based upon DEI standards or whatever, she's suddenly the nominee because Biden is, you know, finally being recognized as cognitively declined, like we all knew, even in 2020. So, you know, I think it's kind of a slap in the face to Democrat voters. You know, they should have a choice. They should have some way to kind of get their voices heard in some sense and have the candidate they would like to select to go forward in that race. If Biden, you know, Biden's stepping down, so they should have a choice in that, and they've kind of been robbed of that. And 14 million primary voters in the Democrat Party that basically just got told, oh, well, you know, pack sand, we're done with you now. We're just going to put this one in because DEI. I think it's backwards. I think it's wrong. I mean, it's their, I guess, legally, it's their, I guess, right to do so as a party, but it just smacks of everything anti-democracy that they keep screaming about saving democracy. So it's kind of like just very hypocritical.
Yeah. Charlie, chime in.
Can't disagree with that, but let me back up. Democreeps, no, don't use it, because probably, Walt, and probably, Mike, you guys sometime in your life were Democrats. So I'm not going to call people creeps. I'm from Detroit. We're working people. I never moved. The party moved. They moved so far left that I see them coming from my right. I was never a registered Democrat, but I understand what one is. I like Bobby Kennedy. I don't agree with everything he's doing, but he's infinitely more intellectual and infinitely more clever than Kamala Harris. And
100%.
I never got a chance to vote for the guy because it was all a lockout. It was BS. One. Two, I'm talking to Republican fixers tonight, right, before I come on, because I want to call on, see how you're doing, Walt. But they're scared as hell because of Dobbs, because of the Supreme Court and abortion. In Michigan, we've settled it. I said, I don't think that's so, but it could be. But Kamala Harris is DEI. That's not a bad thing in this sense. She's qualified. She's qualified, obviously. She's a state attorney general of the biggest state in the union. She is a senator, got a couple years under her belt. She's like a Barack Obama, like George Bush, you know, Bill Clinton, blah, 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 blah. She's got a resume. She could be qualified. I would say that. But it is DEI because Biden did say, I'm going to do a woman and preferably a woman of color. That's DEI, whether you're qualified or not. This one's not. This one's not. And that's all I could tell you. I mean, there's 18 ways to vote. There's 18 political parties you could write your mother in. I'm looking at this thing and I'm looking at J.D. Vance. Okay. This is what my Republican guys are saying here, these fixers. Oh, we got a real problem with this guy. Man, there's a lot of videotape, what he thinks about women's right to choose and all that. And I'm like, J.D. Vance is a phony. He's not from Appalachia. He's from a suburb of Cincinnati. is fake. It was a bad choice. All of it's a bad choice, guys. All of it's a bad choice. As Walt living out in the woods, Mike living out there in the urban core of this country, it's bad. The money's bad. The crime is bad. Immigration, if you guys want to do in the next block, I could tell you all about it. But we're lost. We're just lost. And it's nice knowing you guys are out there. I will call in anytime.
All right. We're headed for our first break. We'll see you on the back side of it. Okay.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danila's Instagram account. Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we're back after our first break. We're talking about the situation with the dropout and the fill-in. And so far, I can't find many people that like it. Is from a political point of view, from a strategic point of view, I would have to say whoever made that decision to have Joe bow out and put Kamala in really didn't have any choice. Mike and I talked earlier about this upcoming election with Kamala on a Democratic side, and it's a loser. You know, put the house on Trump and double down, because it's also a loser. I believe they know they can't win. They just don't want Joe to lose. I think that's part of the issue. He wants to have some type of a legacy without going out as a loser, because he won't be around in four more years to try it again, like our Mr. Trump is doing. He would be the would he be the only the second man to have a two-term presidency that was split by 4 years? I know there was one other. Was it Buchanan? I don't know. My history is kind of foggy right now. Anyway, moving on, because I don't want Charlie LaDuff to get bored and hang up. We're interested in what Charlie has to say. But, Mike, how do you feel about the upcoming election and what the outcome is going to be? Is it something the Democrats want because they want to show that they feel Trump is a no-good president and they want to have another 4 years of destroying this man by bringing him into court and impeachment hearings and all that crap? And are they planning for the future?
I think they're definitely planning for the future. I think to have Biden stepping down because the donors basically told him he had to. You know, they froze the money. They said this guy can't go forward. He's got to go. So they basically 86 Biden to get him out of the way so donor money would kick back in. But I think the real strategic goal for them is the Democrat Party is they're not stupid people, you know, and they understand strategy. And I think their strategy is they realize at this point that they have a very slim chance of any kind of win, whether it's Biden or Kamala, which, you know, Kamala is slightly better than Biden, but still not an ideal candidate for them. But they're kind of stuck with her now. And I think they realize that she's probably going to take the loss, but at least they can try and salvage some down ballot races. And I think that's the strategy going forward. I think they're planning for that for the most part. They're planning for the down ballot races and trying to recover whatever they can from this dumpster fire it's turned into over the last, you know, few months, especially for them.
Mm-hmm. Charlie, I know you're gnawing at the bit. What say you?
I'm about what, brother?
About what?
On what exactly?
On my question. Do you think that the Democrats are taking the stand that they're going to let Trump win so they could destroy him for 4 years? And putting Kamala in is just smoke and mirrors planning for the future.
No, man. First of all, the only president to serve non-consecutive terms was Grover Cleveland. Grover Cleveland, he was a guy in the late 19th century that was trying to blow up the bureaucracy. Didn't go over very well. Do you see the similarities here? Kamala Harris, no, don't. In my opinion, and it's just an opinion, but I talk to a lot of people, as do you, and we're all involved in the business. They're trying to win. Absolutely trying to win. And if you look at the media again, she's not the border czar. Of course she was the border czar. And I will be dropping Charlie LaDuff X. That's the only one I do, because that's the only one that doesn't cancel you. Find out what's going on in the border. She was the border czar. Of course she's the border czar. It's ridiculous. Now the woman who couldn't get 1% in a Democratic primary is the savior. Fine. I got my problems with Trump. We have been on the show before. I argued it. Fine. Kamala Harris? No, this is about winning. Democrats are about winning.
Democrats, like you said yourself, they're not stupid people. Okay? They're not a stupid party. They know how to win, but they also know how to win by losing.
I don't think they're trying to lose, Walt. I think they're trying to win. Look what they did.
I think they're trying to win by losing.
This guy, I'm sorry, brother, I'm going to yell in here. This guy, Biden, nobody was allowed to challenge him. Bobby Kennedy couldn't get in there. Nobody could get into these things. The president, being the ranking Democrat, runs the Democratic Party. Nobody could get in. All of a sudden, the guy's insane. He can't win. They don't care that he's insane. It's that he can't win, and they do the anti-democratic thing of, you know, pulling the coals out of the barbecue.
Uh-huh.
I don't get how we're here now, but we're here.
Well, we're here. We are here, and you know. Biden hasn't really been a decent president the past 3.5 years anyway. And now, you brought up the border czar thing. Now everybody in the country is supposed to believe what the newspapers are saying and what media is saying, that she was never the border czar. You know, when it's documented both on video and in print, out of the horse's mouth, that she is the border czar. And all she said was, you know, do not come. Do not come. I'm sure that's not the
first
time. And
if she wasn't the border czar, who the hell was under this administration? And she's the administration. So who the hell was?
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, her thing of, you know, do not come is probably something that she said many times in her life. And, you know, she's no better. She's a puppet. That's all she is right now. You know it. I know it. Mike knows it. You know, the people listening know it. And the people around the world know it. She's just a puppet. Like I said, I don't want to browbeat Kamala. We all know her history. We all know her record. Yeah, she was, you know, she grew up in Canada. You know, she became an attorney in Barden, California. And now she, you know, she ran for the Senate. She was in the Senate for a few years. So, and then all of a sudden she was black, you know, and we all know that.
Well,
so they were refraining from using the word black.
Canada?
But yeah, she grew up in Canada.
Get
and,
out of here.
You know,
where?
We know,
like Toronto or something?
What the frick do I know? I'm not from Canada. Canada's got provinces. I don't know. She made her way in the States. Everybody has the opportunity to do things. So, she rose above all that, but she doesn't, you know, she has a record that's well known. Okay. Good, bad, or indifferent. Depends on how you look at it. She's got a history, and, her history isn't all that strong. She's being called the most the most far right liberal that exists today. Mike, have you heard about that?
I heard that somewhere. It's kind of a crazy aspersion to make, though. I mean, she's advocated for like absolute socialist policies since, you know, her primary candidacy for the presidency. She's advocated every single socialist, crazy Marxist policy you could think of. There's nothing far right about her at all. Not even remotely.
Right.
She's not a centrist. Not even remotely. She's very far left. She's probably more far left than Biden even was.
Yeah. You know, she, to me, she sounds a little like Bernie Sanders doesn't come out and speak like Bernie Sanders, but the media perceive or present her as, you know, the second coming of Bernie Sanders, you know, in a female version, younger and female.
Sure.
And people don't like that. That's why Bernie Sanders never went any further, you know, than left field. You know, nobody wants this socialist kind of thing. You know, she says she's diverse. It's opened up to speculation and opinion on how diverse she is. You know, she likes married men, except her husband, from what I can gather. And because she's just, you know, she's a young woman, you know, running around in pro kids, you know, Chuck Taylors. And I think she's just absolutely useless, you know, when it comes to politics. You know, I watched some replays of her questions on the Senate floor. And just like she's been vice president, you know, she's just out in left field all by herself. Just word salad. It doesn't make any sense to have her as VP to begin with. Well, we are headed into segment number 3. Charlie, you staying with us?
I might.
Okay. Well, you figure that out. We'll be back in about...
Kick me in the side 100. Of the door.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity, golf. bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
It is a real underwater discovery.
A team of Polish divers has discovered the wreckage of an old sailing ship loaded to the brim with luxury goods, including porcelain items and bottles of mineral water off the Swedish coast. They believe the precious goods could have been on the way to the royal table in Stockholm or the Russian Tsar's residence in St. Petersburg when the ship sank sometime in the second half of the 19th century. The private Baltitech group of divers, who searches for shipwrecks on the Baltic seabed, made the discovery on July 11th. They've notified Swedish authorities and underwater search experts to determine the next steps in exploring the wreck. Keith Peters reporting.
Pakistani officials say two Japanese climbers are missing and presumed dead while attempting to scale K2, the world's second highest mountain, in the fourth such incident recently. The latest occurred early Sunday when the two fell. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A major mistake, very embarrassing, in the Paris Olympics. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Olympic organizers have said they're deeply sorry for introducing South Korea's athletes as North Korea during the opening ceremony of the Paris Games, as the North Korean athletes waved their nation's flag on a boat floating down the Seine River on Friday evening. They were announced in both French and English as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. South Korea is the Republic of Korea. The IOC says in a post on X in Korean, "We deeply apologize for the mistake that occurred when introducing the Korean team during the opening ceremony broadcast." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Bridges along the Seine River opening up. Police barricades are coming down in Paris after the Olympics opening ceremony, but many people in the city say they still are having trouble getting around. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
We'll be right back.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is 7-5 Radio. We got Walter here, we got Mike here, and Charlie LaDuff. And Scoop is out on assignment doing something about a bear problem. We'll explain that maybe in a little while. If you want to know about it, look at our website at 75radio.org. We're here talking about this past week's events in the Democratic side of this political race for president in November. And so far, we've gone back and forth. We've had both sides, all three of us talking and looking at it from all three different angles. So so far, so good. Appreciate Charlie calling in, and especially Mike. Mike has been with us, you know, week in and week out. So, just like Charlie, Mike is like a bar stool at a bar. He's always here. So we're good to go. I just want to say to Mike and Charlie that it's always a pleasure and a privilege to hang out with you guys and talk with you guys and discuss things. One of these Thanks, days, dude. We'll have a central party somewhere in the hills of Kentucky, and we'll get together and have a beer and talk about Appalachia life. Maybe we'll have J.D. Vance give us a tour of northern Kentucky. How about that, Charlie?
Yeah.
I have a feeling that Charlie don't like J.D. Vance, but that's okay. Nobody, I don't know him. I mean, I never heard of him. And, learn about him a little at a time because he's in Trump's shadow right now. So people are speculating, and I don't like to speculate about people's backgrounds. I like to do some discovering myself. Mike, we're going to have another president that's going to be in his 80s. Come November, well, not by November, but by the time of the end of his terms, Trump is going to be 82, pushing 83. Just like this guy, Joe Biden. However, what do you think about JD as presidential material? He's 39 years old. He's a young man. What do you think about him on a ticket for the Republican nomination in 4 years? And the reason I ask is because that's pretty much why a guy picks a VP, because they think they can secede him, whether he has to resign or somebody takes a pot shot at him, or, he finishes his term and he needs somebody to pick up where he left off. How do you feel about that?
It's, it's hard to judge, right? There's like a limited amount of information. He had a couple of years in the Senate, and I know he was a kind of a vocal critic of Trump initially, and he kind of came all around, I guess, to America First kind of movement, at least policy-wise, mm-hmm. more recently or within the last year or so. So, I mean, I think he could probably pull it off. He's definitely got the charisma factor going. He can definitely speak well. He's very smart guy, and he's got the background as far as he was an enlisted Marine. He kind of built himself up. He went to Yale Law and he came out and became a venture capitalist. And he's kind of that American success story. So he's definitely got some kind of resume there, and obviously the persistence and the intelligence to kind of carry himself forward. So he could definitely do mm-hmm. in 4 years. I could definitely see him lined up to be the next presidential candidate for the Republicans. See how the 4 years go, though.
Yeah, we'll have to see how the 4 years go. It's hard to say. We know what the past 3.5 years have been like, and then the previous 4 years, we know exactly how that was like. And it, it's like night and day. So, I figure daylight is going to be coming next January 20th or so again, because we've been in the dark for quite a long time. What I'd like to see his first duties, of course, they sign like 12, 13 bills the first day there in the Oval Office after inauguration. And after that, I'd really like to see him buckle down
Mr. Trump, I'm talking about, buckle down and get things back to the way they were before COVID, which was absolutely phenomenal, using one of his words. It was absolutely phenomenal where we were. Now, you know, I live in the Chattanooga area, and gas was $1.09 a gallon. It was $1.09 a gallon in December of 2020. And how unbelievable that is, can we get back there again, Mike?
Yeah, we can definitely get back there again. I mean, Biden takes office day one. Biden ran on "I'm not Trump," right? And his first day in office, what did he do? He went and he undid everything Trump did, and it created this ginormous mess that we've got right now with inflation and crime and unchecked illegal migration. And he completely derailed every aspect of life and quality of life and standard of living and everything in the country. He really did. He derailed the entire country with his, you know, boneheaded approach to politics. So I'm just not Trump. I'm going to reverse everything he did. And it was a knee-jerk emotional thing to do, and it appealed to that knee-jerk emotional base of supporters that kind of carried him forward, and it was awful. Mm-hmm. So I think Trump can probably reverse it quickly, but, I mean, you know, rebuilding is a little bit slower than tearing down. So, I mean, it might take a little while for it to really, really get back there, but I definitely think by the end of 4 years, if he wins, we'll 100% be back there and better.
Charlie?
Yeah.
What do you think we can get back to the way it was before Biden took over? The economy, you know, less than 5% unemployment.
I don't think it was that good, dude. To be honest with you,
it was 5% unemployment.
It wasn't. No, what I was looking at was a $1 trillion deficit, and Wall Street and the Federal Reserve doing 1% interest rates. I think that the country has been in a deep, deep depression, deep recession since 2008. We've been jimmying with the money. We've been jimmying with the interest rates. We've been jimmying with buying debt. I think we've been jimmying with everything. We're in a death spiral. And the thing I don't like about Trump, I love his foreign policy. I do. I love it. Right? Soleimani, boom, you're done. ISIS, boom, you're done. Boom. Xi, here's your trade tariffs. Right? Bang. But spending money deficit-wise, all George Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and the super inflator, Joe Biden, all created the devaluation of the money. I'm looking for 100%. What are we going to do? Who's going to take a cut? The vets have to take a cut. The old people have to take a cut. The poor have to take a cut. And the rich have to take a cut. And nobody wants to say it. That's where I'm sitting in my garage with my broken down Harley Davidson, and I got a 70-year-old dude who's a biker who's gonna help me because I don't got the dough to fix this beauty. I don't got the dough. That's the cry of America. We don't got the dough, the basement of the dollar. And I will shut up.
I agree with you. We don't have the money to do stuff that we wanna do with. And it's gonna take more than 4 years of gas prices at $1 a gallon or $30 a barrel, whichever way you want to look at it. It's going to take years of that, not just all of a sudden now I got money because gas is cheaper. It's going to take – and food, you know, the same thing. You know, we got to hope that food goes down.
Why was gas $2? Because the federal government was cranking money into it. And the federal government is still cranking money into it. And the Democrats want to run on the fact that we're cranking money into it. We don't have the money. You're printing the money.
Exactly.
And me as a guy who's worked his whole life,
our infrastructure
a guy who's worked his whole life, you're debasing
nobody's
savings.
Look, you had a border czar, okay, who's let 15 million people walk across the border, okay? We're supporting
Agreed.
All of them. Now we're supporting Ukraine, you know, with trillions of dollars in the war that wouldn't have taken place
Agreed.
Had Trump been elected.
Well,
am I right?
What do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? Foreign policy.
Well,
before we go to commercial.
We're going to come back after the break. We're going to finish up on this, and then we're going to talk about Scoop's bear problem. Or problem with bear.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Well, all right. We are in the last leg of our one-hour journey tonight. I'm here with Mike Rakebrent and Charlie LaDuff. Scoop is out doing some bail work. Right now. So we'll get to what Scoop is doing in a minute. I just want to wrap up what we've been talking about. The upcoming election, the border czar stuff, Biden dropping out, it's all news. But we need some new stuff. Mr. Trump has been rallying nonstop, going to rallies, flying everywhere. Kamala Chameleon has just gotten a brand new bus with the big rainbow letters Kamala on the sides of it, so she can go touring. She usually doesn't know what city she's in when she gets off the bus or off the plane. She has to ask. So we know she's pretty much inept. Winning president is going to be relatively simple. We remember what happened in the 1980 election. After, Jimmy Carter let gas prices get out of sight, food out of sight, everything was just bad underneath Jimmy Carter. Reagan took 48 out of 50 states, 47 out of 50 states, because even the Democrats were tired of being run into the ground. So I suspect history is going to repeat itself. It's going to be a big win, but then hopefully they could do something with it. Unfortunately, we won't be able to get Donald Trump for another 8 years. But hopefully J.D. Vance can pick up the slack if he's the one. I appreciate both opinions of Mike and Charlie. And, you know, I hope we can continue this conversation because it's going to continue right through November 5th on this radio station. What I'd like to do now is we have, you know, we have other stuff besides political stuff that to talk about. I just want to put this out there. 75 Radio is pleased to announce that we have teamed up with the Ultimate Dons and Divas Entertainment Academy to be the official radio show for the Pretty Pictures pool party. That's going to be Vegas meets D.C. This event's going to be taking place on Sunday, July 28th from 5 to 9 p.m. It takes place in Vienna, Virginia to benefit the Nova Mental Health Foundation. And 75 Radio's own Scoop Stanton will be there. And that has nothing to do about the stuff about him handling some bear things. It's the mission of the North Virginia Mental Health Foundation to provide support to individuals in the community who are seeking public mental health services on their journey to wellness and recovery. Those attending can look forward to like-minded businesses and people underneath the sunny atmosphere as they bear themselves. I think they mean in bathing suits. There's that word bear again, spelled different, sounds the same. At the event, you can indulge in a once-of-a-lifetime experience of Sabotage Sunday events. Bottles and models galore underneath the stars, DJ, celebrity models, sexy mermaids glistening, and listening to the sounds of photography flashes. You will never experience anything like this anywhere else. This is way more than dinner and a show. It's a full-blown Vegas experience on the East Coast. Scoop is going to be there. He's going to be our man. You know, we're still
Come
talking
on,
about the banana. We're still talking about the banana hammock thing with Scoop. And as far as that goes, the eggplant hammock, as far as I go, Mike has taken the fifth on that. And Charlie, I don't even want to know. What kind
I have
of
no idea
baby
what you're talking about?
That.
Come on. Let's wrap it up.
I know,
up.
That's why
Let's
I'm
go.
Hey, listen, we got 10 minutes. We got
right
10
there.
Minutes. That was a commercial for 75 Radio that we're going to be at the Vegas on the East Coast.
Oh, my God. It was like 15 minutes of commercials.
Well, you got to do something.
Okay. My turn. Walt.
Go ahead, Charlie.
What's going on with your health, man? What's going on with your health? I was worried about you. I didn't ask. Tell the public. What's up, brother? Are you better?
Thanks for asking.
What went on?
Thanks for asking. I'm doing much
Thank
better.
You.
It was a you
Good.
Know took a long while, but I'm getting much better. I'm getting stronger every
it?
Day. I'm getting stronger every week. It was just
Cancer?
A mess. I had COVID, and the COVID got caught in my throat. And inside my head, and I suffered from headaches, had sore throat. My heart was in AFib, and I just needed a lot of rest and, you know, medications and stuff like that. So I'm doing much better.
First of all, great that you rebounded because you're a strong man. Two, COVID's real. That's a fact. It's real.
Yeah,
the response to it, we can all do that, but it's real, right? I had it. It's real. Yeah, man. And, dude, let me just get off your show, get off your jock. I'm glad you're around. Happy to hear that.
Thank you. And I hope to be around for quite some time.
You will be. I'm glad to hear it as well.
So anyway, my health is much better now. Thank you for asking and your concern. And, you know, I got everybody's messaging, you know, when I was down and out. And I just didn't have the strength to, you know, go through it and answer questions at the time. But yeah, we've talked about my health and much better. You got to pay attention to yourself. I mean, you know,
good dude.
I'm 66.
I got a riddle. 66. You guys ready for this? You guys ready for this? Knock, knock.
Who's there, Charlie?
Joe Biden.
Okay. I'm not opening the door.
You guys, you're supposed to go Joe Biden. Who? Okay. Ready? Knock, knock.
What's there?
Who's there?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden who?
Jesus. Exactly. I'll leave it at that.
That's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. The comedy
club. Mikey, are you laughing? Mikey,
yeah,
are you laughing?
That's funny.
Thank you, dude. I didn't want to lay an egg on radio. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
For the comedy clubs in Detroit.
I'm in my garage. I'm in the back 40 feet.
With some old guy working on your dead Harley. Okay, gotcha.
You're going to come over tomorrow. His name is Art. He's a biker, man. He's a biker, dude. You know, because I can drop it. I can pull stuff apart, but I can put it back together. I can. So you call the old dudes. Everybody understand, by the way, listening. Everybody understand. You think you're the smartest. But you ain't. And when your bike goes down and you don't know what to do, all of a sudden you call the redneck. Well, you better respect the redneck because the man knows how to keep machines moving. I'm just going to say that because I'm from here. And they would be, I hope Art, I won't replay this for him tomorrow, but Art is the dude. He's a biker. He's a redneck. And he knows what to do. And when shit don't go down, you call guys like this, you know, and I want to be a guy like that. I want to be a guy like that. I try my damnedest to be a guy like that, but I can't do everything.
Make sure you got cold beer.
That's it.
Nope. You know what? He's 70. I'm 58. Lemonade, bro. Lemonade.
All right. All right. Well, Mike, you have anything going on in life to start winding the show up?
Doing a podcast with Rick. He's a educator, historian, great guy. So I've been doing that with him at the Dirt Road Pod. You got on Rumble, YouTube, all that. That's been a lot of fun, actually. We have a good time. We talk about all this historical perspective for politics, everything. So it's good. It's a lot of fun. And then keeping busy, man. Keeping busy.
Excellent.
Jeez, Mike, you're the homicide cop, right?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, Mike is doing podcasts. No, Mike.
Yeah.
We're going to push the hot lead tomorrow. I mean, come on, man. I'll buy you a ticket. You come over here to Manville.
All right, you guys discuss Manville, and I'm going to wind up the show. This is... thanks to Mike Wakebrand, Charlie LaDuff, the rest of the crew that bring this and put this on the air for us. Shout out to Scoop with his Bare Necessities issue. And we hope we will be doing this again next Saturday, same time, same place. This is Walter Yerke signing off for everybody. Everybody have a blessed week. Good night.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.